T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
WIP's Full Court Frenzy as we broadcast from Villanova, the pavilion here at Nova. Knockout is going to begin very soon. I'll participate in that, so I'll turn it over to these guys as I go win a game of Knockout in a moment. Also, big free throw shooting contest up ahead in about 40 minutes with Ruben Amara, N'Kobe Dean, Mike Vrieswijk, Harold Jensen, Sue Moran Lavin, Ashley Howard, Trish Jolene Bruner, Pat Carroll, Michael Barkan, and John Brazier, who I see over there, who's absolutely going to get his butt kicked today, free throw.
Hey,
I look forward to his shame.
He thinks he can beat you.
Correct.
He thinks he can beat you.
That's right.
The group is lined up, ready to play Knockout. They're an intimidating bunch, Joe.
All right, let's get to Scott and King of Prussia right now. Hi, Scott.
Good morning, team. Greetings. Big
What's up, Scott?
Greetings, Scott.
Greetings. So I wanted to ask Coach Jim Linen down there while he's there. There's no defense being played. They need a big dose of D down there. Maybe he could comment on that.
No defense. There is no defense. You're right. Gives these guys a better chance. Gives Joe's a better chance to succeed.
And they don't look like formidable contestants,
there
by the way.
Is.
This looks
there
like a reunion of the Sixers' tanking years.
That's
what
correct.
A motley-looking crew out here.
Well done. Joe, also this morning, I couldn't believe who I saw there.
Joe's going to play.
Oh, he's going to play? All right. Well, Rocky's wife wanted to tell him something. Here it is.
You can't win!
Oh, well done!
You're right, Adrian.
You can't win!
I'm so sad Joe missed that.
You can't win!
Joe just
yeah,
did the,
right.
like,
I'll be there for him.
Joe
you
just did the handshake after. Line as he went
he
to
did.
Join the knockout thing, slapping five down the line.
The post-game handshake line, pre-game.
Nice.
Makes sense.
Nice.
Guys, just so everyone's clear, knockout, like, this could get physically active for Joe.
Oh, I hope it does.
Knockout,
yeah.
The concept of knockout is you have to make it before the person in front of you.
Behind you makes it, yeah.
Sorry.
You're in front, you have to make it before the person behind you makes
yes,
it.
Yes, yes,
you shoot a free throw, and then they you know, you rebound until the person behind you makes it. Yeah,
oh, here's Joe's nephew. He's getting physical.
There it is. I like that. Yeah, so there we go. We got a nice line going here. Joe
no
is actually behind
yet.
The mascot. The Wildcat has a chance to knock Joe out here if he's playing, which
and
would be
the Wildcat earlier was sort of messing with Joe. Joe didn't take the messing with very well. I don't think he knew he was being messed with. Because the Wildcat was juking him, like
oh yeah,
when
yeah.
there's
no
a man
idea.
In a big furry yeah. costume, given, you should assume you're being messed with.
Yes,
right.
Yes. And if you're Joe DeCamera, just assume it always.
He was
well.
He was giving him the fist and then pulling the fist away. Giving him the fist.
I mean, he
and
also
the fist
he
away.
Just let the Wildcat cut him in line and did
there.
Nothing
yeah, he didn't want anything
it.
To do it. All right,
he
Scott,
just let it happen.
Scott, give
you're
us
right.
an
yeah.
answer
can I talk
for
to Harden. Real quick.
Real quick. Go ahead.
Okay. Real quick. Harden, you are the definition of a hired mercenary who only plays for himself. You're everything that's wrong with sports today. And the fact that they let you wear a team jersey is astonishing to me. You should have your own jersey that says Harden on it, and you should never be allowed to play for a team sport again. Goodbye,
great.
Good riddance, never
Scott,
want to see you again.
Love it. Well said. You got an answer for us, Scott?
Tax day. Once a year.
Yeah, fair. Taxes on the day. As the camera has made it through the first
he
round of knockout. Knockout.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
What did so? Does that mean he knocked
through.
Out? He
it
knocked
was poor
out
shooting.
No, Will D.
Cat. Yeah, no, I don't know. It's a good question. Wild D. Cat. No.
This is a horrible display of basketball right here.
This is unbelievable. Y'all got to get out to Villanova to watch this brickwork.
That's true.
This much brickwork since they built Citizen Bank Park.
Hey, this is better than the half-court shot, though. I'll give them that. People are actually making it. By the way,
we do have some of the legends here already watching this. Pat Carroll in the house, Harold Jensen in the house, too. I think of the front runners potentially for this free throw competition.
Harold Jensen, who shot 94%
with
last
ease
year.
Last year. Yeah, total barely ease. It felt like he didn't even try, really. So, yeah, impressive stuff. Here he has the hammer about to come up again here. He's getting his
Joe
shot.
Joe did knock Will DeCat out in the first.
Oh, Joe just knocked
stage.
Someone else
he's
out.
Another competitor
free throw
out.
There. Look, he's like,
Joe's
feeling good.
Okay.
He's got to fix the run. We got to fix the run.
He's doing the belly first.
The belly first.
Why does he run like that?
I don't know. It's a great question.
Knows.
None of us understand it.
Was he unathletic?
Yes. Well said, Chuck. Well said there. Or should I say Joel Embiid if I'm Joe there? As we keep it rolling here. 215-592-9494. Let's keep it going on the phones. Go back to phones. Talk to our buddy Salvatore in Coatesville. What up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Good morning.
Hi, Salvatore.
Man, I wanted to talk to Joe, but I guess he's over there losing, isn't he?
Well, yeah, not yet. He's on his
he's
way to
nervous.
It, I would hope. Yes.
Joe's nephew is really tall.
He is tall. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Joe's nephew is tall?
Joe's nephew looks like he's about 6'3" or 6'4".
6'5", we're finding out. 6'5".
Wow. Joe's brother is proud that his son
as he should
is
be.
6'5". Yeah. I would be, too. Yeah. I would be, too.
Yeah. Man.
That's
man.
True. It is impressive.
Now, I called because I wanted to talk to Jim Hardley, not James.
Oh, I like
one
that.
James in Philly, and that's my
strong.
Guy, Seltzer. So, Jim Love Hardley, him. You know, I can't believe that you decided to come here and just make us look this bad. You remind me, I was trying to think of some good words to say that what my daughter would say. You know, he stinks, he smells bad, he picks his nose. You know, I just can't believe that you decided to come here. Why couldn't you go to Dallas and play for the Mavericks?
Well said, Sal. Well said. You got a answer for who owns the day?
I actually don't. I'm sorry because your producer didn't tell me what the question was.
No worries. Yeah. We'll Joe Wechter.
Shot
we need,
at
we
Joe
need
Wechter
a better
there.
Job done by
also,
Joe Wechter.
During that call, Joe just
he is still alive
shot,
here. So the knockdown lane has probably gone from what like 30 people down to about 12. Yeah.
You got
or
three
so.
Decameras in the knockdown. Yeah,
that is
line.
Shocking.
Still.
Actually, you're right. The decameras are dominating this event
brother,
right now.
Brother,
someone has to you know pull it together
Joe.
Here. Right. As the knockout
those
game.
The cameras look like they've played some hoops.
Yeah, I you know.
I'm just saying.
They'll surprise you.
Okay, Joe,
oh,
bad
in.
Brick. Another oh! bad brick. Oh!
Oh, here he is.
Joe nearly.
Oh, he's in. Ah, oh, he's still alive. All right, we will check the results when we get back. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, the finale of this knockout game, will DeCamera win it? Will A DeCamera win it? There seems like there's a chance. You'll find that out coming up next. It's the morning show. Get involved. 215-592-9494. It's the WIP Full Court Frenzy from Villanova. Don't go anywhere.
The baseball.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, big crowd out here at Villanova today. You can certainly join us as we roll till 10 o'clock. WIP's Full Court Frenzy. And we just had our first real frenzy with the big game and knockout. And we got to give a shout-out to a WIP listener named Tucker, who well, he didn't cut down the net, but he won. Tucker, nice job, buddy.
Shout-out to Tucker.
Survived
great
a group.
Work, Tucker.
Probably about 30 of us out there.
You were there. What were you, final four, final five? Not too bad.
Three or four, whichever it was.
Okay. How many decameras were in the final
three.
Five?
Oh,
three
of the final, like, eight or so.
We had a good showing.
Pretty good showing.
The camera crew.
Yeah, but, you know, not good enough. So.
Yeah, you lost.
You lost.
I did lose.
You said you were going to win right before, and then.
Great
and
job by Russ.
It was Joe
yeah,
the camera,
too,
the,
Jamal,
the brother, great. The brother, the camera, and the son of the mailman.
Okay, hold on. I'm not listening. So I got all sorts of people.
It was an aggressive line.
I didn't hear it at all. What was said?
I don't know if we need to go back to it. You know, one of those, yeah.
I didn't hear it at all.
Maybe we just push forward.
Right. Why is that guy so tall? That's what I say.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. 215-592-9494. Let's not forget Jordan Montgomery signed yesterday. With the Arizona, John, does it bug you? I mean, you and I were both not that
of
like
course.
Didn't have to have him, but then he signed.
Arizona. Preferred he not go to Arizona, the team that knocked us out last year. We, especially with the, we just get news Taiwan is not where he needs to be. His shoulder is the issue. I mean, he was there. He'd been sitting there the entire offseason. Yeah. Now it feels like we're a day late, a dollar short.
Yeah, $25 million short. It's a 1 year deal, $25 million.
That's so doable. I mean, but
it's a little irritating.
How does that work with that third luxury tax threshold?
Seltzer, what do you know about that?
So for Montgomery, I told you guys yesterday there wouldn't be draft pick compensation, which there isn't. They would move back 10 spots in the draft, and they would lose 20% of their international signing bonus. I double-checked on it after yesterday. So, I mean, that is something, you know, but to the point of I think when you look at it right now, I mean – you're smack dab in a window. I mean, in 3-4 years, we're going to have a bunch of late 30s players on this team who are signed for a lot of money. Yeah. Like you do everything you can to win right now. And I think they will. Like, I think at the trade deadline, like they've said, they will be willing to spend. So that's what I'm, you know, hoping for. But I think that, you know, you don't
worry. There's a guy.
You can't worry right about the 20% draft money, international draft money, or 10 spots in a draft. When you have a chance to win the World
Series. You're either committed to getting that trophy back or you don't want to go over the luxury tax. I mean, that's...
Now, to be fair, he's going over two luxury... Like, I don't think it's a Middleton rip here. Like,
right,
it's more
right.
of a... No, just, and I do think they will go over it if they have to. If at the trade deadline, they will make a move and add salary. But, like...
You think that's part of what it is? Like, they don't want to move to that third threshold?
I think it's just one of a
early?
Number of factors. Like, I think if... If the pitcher on the market were someone they thought was the, no doubt about
just like
it,
they
stud,
would have paid $300 million
for
Yamamoto.
Right. Exactly, they would have gone over that number for Yamamoto to have him here. Yeah. So I think it's all relative and all, you know, based on the situation. But you know, ultimately, at a basic level, you're in a window. Go for it.
So that would have been stupid money. Name up the stupid money.
I mean, he's been pretty stupid, you know, money wise in terms.
I wanted him to be
more
stupid.
In terms of spending, I know we all do. We all do. I get it, but you know, at a certain point, you know, they should be able to win with the money.
All right, 215-592-9494 to weigh in on that. Again, reminder: it's WIP's Full Court Frenzy. We'll start with the free throw shooting contest. Shortly. We'll also talk to Scott Fransky soon. He just got here. So we'll talk to Fransky as the Phillies, of course, tomorrow. We'll have opening day. We hope the rain doesn't impact it. We'll see. We'll also, you know, tell you the brackets for the free throw shooting contest up ahead. And I want to remind everybody, you can make a direct donation. This is in large measure today. I mean, in one part, it's to have fun, of course. We want to have some fun. But on the other hand, really what we want to do is raise a lot of money in the fight against cancer. Coaches versus Cancer locally, they just do a magnificent job. All the schools, the coaches, the, you know, administrative staff that helps year-round with Coaches versus Cancer and the many events they've put together through the years. And the American Cancer Society is where they take the money to. Right to the American Cancer Society, you can make a direct donation. PhillyCVC.org is the website to donate. Again, PhillyCVC.org. It's very easy to make the donation. I did that last night. You get right on the website. There's the Donate Now button. It's very simple. So if you get the opportunity here, please today, at some point, donate, and let's raise a lot of money in the fight against cancer. Let's get to Ed right now. Ed, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet, Ed.
It's an honor. John Ritchie. Talk to John Ritchie.
That's
no,
you got low standards.
Yeah, that's a low bar.
You're John freaking Ricci, man.
There it is.
There you go.
It's great. Real quick, this is my comment. Devin, if the Phillies should happen to sweep the Braves this weekend, you're going to have to wear that uniform every opening day.
Oh, no. Someone mentioned that last week because, Joe, they pointed out that the Phillies have never won the World Series since you've been wearing that.
Ah,
so if they go on and win it all, I mean, I think it's mine.
I totally agree. I don't think there's any
unfortunately
question
about it.
For me. It's a factual statement. Yeah.
You'll
there's
own
no
the
other
day.
Side
it's an intriguing concept.
Yeah. You got to keep the DeCamber name on the back, too, though. But because Joe's a bit
well, that's
of
the shame
sometimes.
Of it all.
You're right. It is shameful.
Yeah. So real quick. Something that owns something.
Yeah.
Is the answer to the question today? Mm-hmm. The Mummers own New Year's Day.
They do.
Sure.
That's a good answer. You know what used to own New Year's Day? I mean, really nationally used to own it and no longer does is college football.
Yeah. Yeah. Big time, Joe.
I mean, that's one of the real bummers.
Shames of the BCS. Yeah. No, we used to have the Rose Bowl. They just don't matter, you know? Yeah.
And I cared about the 8th and 9th and 10th most important game. Even though those teams weren't competing for national championship, it was a thing.
It was the Rose Bowl.
The Rose Bowl was always.
Or the Orange Bowl or whatever.
Yeah. Give us big answers for who or what owns something once a year. There's a lot still available, including other things on New Year's Day. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Tim right now in Philly. Hi, Tim.
Hey, how you doing?
What's going on, buddy?
It's Tim Gill with the speakerphone there.
You got it.
So, this John Ricci, am I talking to you?
Yes. What's up?
What an honor.
What's Hi. Up? We I think one time we shared a physician.
Oh, good.
Yeah, you had an autographed picture of yourself on there. Nice headshot you got there.
Oh, thank you.
Much like Joe DeCamera's picture in the bathroom at PI Dental.
Well, now that's a different picture. I don't think I can talk about that on the radio.
Go ahead and cough.
But Joe, you won that day.
So
Montgomery signed with the Diamondbacks, huh?
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
But you know for how long?
1 year, $25 million. Like,
I believe
Tim,
there's a vesting option for a second year.
Tim, yesterday I was totally unmoved by the whole Montgomery thing. Like, the Phillies are pretty stacked, and I certainly can't complain, nor can we still complain. But is it irritating to see him sign with the team that knocked the Phillies out? Heck yeah, of course it is.
It definitely sticks in my craw.
Of course it does.
Yeah, especially when our fourth pitcher is having shoulder issues. It just feels like he was right there for us.
Yeah.
Would fit perfectly.
I mean, I don't want to be a pig, Tim, but, you know, I mean, the Phillies have put us in a position where we can feel a little piggish, you know, because they have spent a lot of money.
They've set the standard.
They,
and also, to be fair, when John Middleton comes out and says things like, how much did the 1927 Yankees spend? People don't care about that. Then you also are setting yourself up to have to back that up, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean,
yeah,
it
is.
He's the one who said it, you know?
He said he compared them to them Yankees.
No, he said that no one talks about what the 1927 Yankees spent as a way to say, like, it doesn't matter what you spend if you win and if you're great.
That's what they remember. Tim, give me an answer. Who or what owns something once a year?
All right. Veterans Day. What about the vets?
You got it, man. That's Tim, good answer. All right, so speaking of what is owned once a year, we have a new owner of at least a chunk of Christmas Day, and it's the NFL. So for those that missed the news, the NFL yesterday announced, Roger Goodell announced, that they are going to they're going to play games, football games on on Christmas Day this upcoming year, John, you know, 2024. And here's the deal. This is proof that it'll be now forevermore. It's a Wednesday.
Wow. Wednesday football. Wednesday night football.
We knew they could do it on Saturday
the
and Sunday. And
that
Monday
is the
evening.
Last one. Yeah.
Yeah, they've now played every
now it'll be every day.
Yeah. I mean, Tuesday and Thursday, you could figure out how they could jimmy rig it in. But Wednesday was the one where it's like, you know, if Christmas falls on a Wednesday, is the NFL really going to do that? And much to the NBA's chagrin, the NFL has made the decision, and they will now own it. I mean, the NBA Christmas Day thing is done. For those that don't know, the numbers last year were so unbelievable. So as the NFL climbed in last year, I believe it was 3 games, and the NBA, of course, had 5 games. And so there's no going back now. Now that the NFL owners have seen the light of how if you can schedule games that day and then, you know, the teams that play maybe play on a prior Saturday or an upcoming – like, they're going to jimmy-rig. It's not like a team's going to play on a Wednesday and then play Sunday 4 days later. They'll figure out a way. Here's the reality – from last year. Last year, football averaged, of the games that were played, averaged 28.5 million viewers. It's just in America, 28.5 million viewers. Basketball at the NBA averaged 2.8 million. So the NBA, that's a big old L for Adam Silver in the NBA. It really is.
I mean, it was their thing. It was their almost to the point where it was like, NBA doesn't even start till Christmas Day. That's like the launch of the season,
right.
You know?
Right. Yeah. And I will say there's a little bit of a sadness for me from the standpoint that when Jordan was Jordan, it was really fun to crank
that
it up.
That was the day.
That was the day.
Oh, my God. You get you open presents all morning and you just sit on the couch all afternoon.
I love the NFL, but I don't want the NFL to swallow all the other leagues.
They are.
And it feels like there's a lot of that going on these
Remember
days.
How cool it was when the Sixers finally got on Christmas Day with Embiid? Like, that felt like something. It felt like after all that.
It was an accomplishment.
Yeah, it was. Like, we were like, wow, look at this. We're on Christmas Day. And now it's like, who cares? Whatever, just a game.
All right, coming up in 1 minute. 1 minute's time, we will talk to the great Phillies announcer, Scott Fransky, the day before opening day. Fransky, who will be competing in the free throw shooting contest and talking some Phillies baseball in a minute, joins us in 1 minute's time.
How's that bracket? Why not live bet all the tournament games instead? I know my bracket's not looking great. You could do it all on the Bet Park Sportsbook app. Bet while you watch the action. Live in-game betting is a blast. It's the best time of year. You got the College Hoops Hysteria, plus, of course, baseball, golf, they're back. Bet Parks is an official betting operator of the PGA Tour. You can download the only sportsbook app that I ever recommend, the Bet Parks Sportsbook and Casino app, and get in on the tournament action. So many fun games to bet on. Plus, of course, you can play all your favorite casino games, bet parlays, teasers, over-unders, and more. And again, baseball, make those future bets right now. Who wins it all? Over-unders. So many fun things to bet on. You can track the team all season long. It is a blast. New users, make your first winning $10 bet. You get $125 in sportsbook bonus back. It is a great deal. The Bet Parks app is the only casino and sports betting app that I use myself and that I recommend. It's safe, secure, and easy to use. BetParks.com has the terms and conditions. You must be 21 and in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Ohio, or Maryland. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Reminder, a shout-out to Boss Bob, as we've named him, who flew in last night from Orlando.
What a boss.
To be here.
Thank you, Boss Bob.
For Full Court Frenzy. We'll see if he also makes his way down to the Sixers game tonight to boo James Harden, who deserves to be lustfully booed. Today's Twitter poll question of the day is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. It's truck season in Armin. Available 2.9% financing for up to 72 months on all new light-duty Armin Silverados. Together, let's drive to ArminChevy.com. We asked this question. Who do you dislike more? Now, we got some kids with us here today. You know, it's spring break for a lot of the kids in the Delaware Valley. And kids, you're not supposed to dislike or hate. But we do ask this question. Who do you dislike more, A, James Harden, or B, Ben Simmons? That's just a Philly sports fan in us. All right, Philly start tomorrow. Big expectations and big enthusiasm for the coming season. Phil certainly look loaded. Braves are loaded. Dodgers are loaded. Should be a heck of a campaign for the next six. And we certainly hope and I think expect 7 months and chronicling it over the next many months for us here at WIP, our announcer of Philly's baseball. Let's hear it from Mr. Scott Fransky, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning, Scott.
How are we doing?
How are you, pal? So, Scott, you've taken on this.
What a rousing ovation that was for
Scott. Well, they're a little further away.
You can't hear them.
So, Scott, what's a bigger challenge?
I never have the fans behind me.
That's true.
At a game when I'm announcing.
So, Scott, what's a bigger – like, you don't have the challenge of a bad baseball team this year. You did for a good stretch. The Phillies really struggled for about a decade. Announcing 6 months of a bad baseball team or trying to win – this free throw shooting contest, it's going to begin in a couple minutes.
The bad baseball announcing is way easier than trying to do this.
So, Scott,
what
signs you up for this? I mean, you're probably not going to win. I'm probably not going to win, but you lean in and have some fun.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm all about having some fun. And
did you play?
No.
No.
Good.
Never
Good.
Played basketball.
That's one more that can't be.
Growing up?
I don't ever remember, maybe on one like Pee Wee YMCA team or something like that.
I think he's,
so really have,
he's a closeted referee.
I used to every now and then play pickup basketball. I live around here. Yeah. Pickup basketball with some people right through the wall here.
Ooh.
At the gym over next door.
Yeah.
And maybe once I've been out here.
It's a great court.
Okay,
great
so you
court,
might have some
venue.
Familiarity with the rim.
Let's not go that far. Let's not go that far.
All right, so, Scott, let's talk about the Phils. It starts tomorrow. There's a lot to be, obviously, incredibly enthused about. What specifically is top of mind for you as the season's about to begin?
You know, I think health was a big thing. I look forward to seeing who Zach Wheeler becomes. I just think he's on the cusp of – I know he's been great. I think he can – he's trying to get better, and I think he will do it. Which is a scary thought for the rest of the league. But
is it too late for him to make the Hall of Fame? Is he too old if he cranks it up for four or five more years?
Well,
is that...
I don't know. I mean, there's certain guys that are pitching till they're 40.
Verlander and Scherzer most notable.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't know. If he takes care of himself, if his arm holds up, that's, you know, in a way, that's Mother Nature. But, I mean, he works hard, and time will tell. But, you know, the thing about the Hall of Fame is, because we get so interested in comparing players to some other player from years ago, there aren't many pitchers in the game today that are as good as Zach Wheeler. And I think, mm-hmm. for me, the Hall of Fame was always you dominate the era that you play in.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You do something in your era that matters, that is significant, that is outstanding.
That's why I thought Schilling should have made it.
You know, then you're a part of the conversation.
Yeah.
So, you know, bodies change, players change. Mm-hmm. The idea of what a shortstop is has changed dramatically.
Got
over
2-6-7
right?
guys right now.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it evolves over time. I'm looking forward to seeing what Wheeler can do.
How concerned should we be about Taiwan, the shoulder wonkiness?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Taiwan had some times last year when it was like, yeah, I just couldn't get loose. I didn't feel right. And then a couple of weeks later, he's back to throwing, you know, 93, 95. He's got to be able to get his velocity up there for that split to work, for that split to make for there to be a significant enough difference. You know, I don't know. Is it a big warning sign? I wouldn't think so, but you never know.
What do you think is the thing to get Ranger stretched out and pitch further? Regular season and where it matters most, postseason. I mean, he's so darn good, but he's often not given nearly as long as Wheeler and Nola. What do you make of that?
Well, I will say that, you know, the previous years he hasn't had the kind of spring, a healthy spring, and they've been really careful with him.
But shouldn't that be over by October? I mean, by the time October comes around, you would think he's grooved in.
I it's hard to say, because in October, you I don't want to say you manage differently, but you do manage a little bit differently.
You do.
And you do manage your pitching staff a little bit differently. So, he's another guy. I mean, those three guys have the potential to be as good as any trio in baseball, without a doubt. Wheeler, Nola, Suarez. Has a chance to be really, really good.
Any knockoff on the Braves? I mean, they're formidable, obviously. Over 100 wins 2 years in a row. Do you think they go north of 100 again? And then
will the Braves go north of 100?
Yeah, and then how big a challenge
could.
That is.
They're that good. But, Strider, he's looked unbelievable, apparently, mm-hmm. this spring.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of a better opening day game than what we've got.
Yeah.
Wheeler, Strider.
It's awesome.
Are we two of the four best pitchers in baseball? Three best,
right,
whatever, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
As far as everything that's going, you got two teams that are supposed to compete not only for the division, but for the National League crown, for the World Series. You've got two of the premier, like you said, two out of the four, maybe, premier pitchers in baseball going head to head. Really, it's a classic. It's a can't miss opening day, really.
Well, Scott, let me say this. We appreciate being here today.
Speaking of can't miss.
Yes. Or can miss. All right, so Scott will be competing. His first matchup, and probably his only matchup, will be against the great Villanova sharpshooter Harold Jensen.
All right.
I love Fransky,
but come on here. I mean, Fransky versus Jensen. Who are we kidding? Scott, have some fun with it again. Thanks for donating your time as we try to raise a lot of money today against the fight against cancer. Have a great next 7 months calling the action today.
Happy to be here. Thanks,
thank
guys.
You, Scott.
Yeah.
Scott Fransky with us here. We'll talk to some others here as they file in and we get ready for the free throw shooting to start soon. Let's go to the phones right now. Let's talk to Joe in Northeast Philadelphia. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, Joe. How are you doing?
What's up, buddy?
Sounds like you're all having a good time out there, right?
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. I don't know if you expect Coach Neptune to come by, but
I think he's here. I saw him in the back somewhere.
It's very disappointing to have none of our local teams, in the March Madness.
It is a bummer on the men's side. Yep, that's right. It's a big bummer.
And I'm one of the biggest Villanova fans in the Delaware Valley. I've been following them for like 60 years, and Joe, the last 2 years. The 22-23 season, they brought back four guys from the Final Four team, right? They
had now, to be fair, Moore was coming off the knee injury, and that was, you know, he was not at his full capacity.
An NBA player on that team also. They had Cam Whitmore, okay? Yep. He doesn't play the first six games due to injury his hand on dunked in the ball, all right? But I seen him in that season. The game's still on the line, and they got he has to hit on the bench, right?
Look, Joe, they got to pick. I get it, man. They got to pick it up. No one's going to deny that.
And
you know,
what's Brandon, you saw the kid from Oakland when they beat Kentucky. The kid shot 10 threes.
Yeah, Gokey, his name.
Oh, yeah, Gokey. Yeah, Gokey.
They have a shooter like that on their team, Brandon Housen, okay? And they haven't developed him. Neptune has him play in four-minute increments.
All right, Joe, we got you. We got a lot of people to get to here, man. Give me who or what owns something once a year.
I don't know if they've already said about a good St. Nick, Santa Claus.
You got it, buddy. Yeah, sure. Joe, appreciate the phone call. All right, let's talk to our next guest. He's going to be shooting soon. Against the winner of Jack Fritz
he's geared
or
up.
Pat Carroll, which means that Michael Barkan will be competing against Pat Carroll. Good morning, Michael.
Pat Carroll.
Michael B.
What's up, Joe?
How are you, pal?
How are you?
Michael,
are
you? You got a
morning
you got a
shot
laugh.
Out of the cannon this morning. I love it.
Well, so, I had the
so you look like you're all warmed up in advance. Ready to go.
You look like you're about to be a motivational speaker.
You're pacing around here. Okay. Or are you nervous?
First, some jumping jacks, okay? Look at this. Here's the thing. Last night, I got home. After I talked to James. Mm-hmm. I talked to you. Yep. I was pumped up. I was a little bit nervous. I went out. I got the basketballs from the garage, deflated basketballs. They did not bounce. Okay? And I actually, so I started just what are you looking at? Just softly into the net. The net had not been used in so long. The ball stayed.
It was crispy.
The net.
Crispy
took the
net.
Next one. Two balls stacked in the net. Got a rake. Popped them out. Then I paced off 15 feet. Do you know how long 15 feet is? Do you
have any 15 feet?
So, yeah. I mean, I bricked all of them. So then I pull up this morning, and I see an ambulance on the side. Clear! Yeah. So it was not... not something that was
not for you. Just precautionary.
Well, Michael, thanks for doing this today, man. We appreciate it. And feel free to go 2 out of 10 so I can keep advancing if you're against
me. Pat Carroll, you got me up against Pat Carroll.
Either him or Fritz.
You call that legit? You think that's honest?
This was all out of a hat. We picked the names up.
Go against someone that's like 4-2.
By the way, the competition's about to begin. So for whoever's running it, and Michael, stay here with a second. But whoever's running it, I know we're going to get the shooting started soon.
Real quick, Joe, real quick.
Yes, Ava, hello.
Our last person will arrive, Mike Quick. He's listening probably in the car. Nice. 8:55 a.m., and I believe he's in the first round.
Great. But we can begin the rest of the first round.
Yeah, we can start the other matchups.
Yeah, let's do it then.
Let's go.
All right, let's do it.
All right, Michael, so Lori spoke yesterday.
Yeah.
Here's my takeaway. Great owner, but I didn't feel enough blood was spilled to signify the disaster that was the end of that season. Like, I get that he's going to have Sirianni's back. He made the decision to keep him. I get it. I respect it. I mean, I thought it was the wrong decision, but I get it. I mean, that stretch for 2.5 years was incredible until the collapse. But I didn't feel Lori met the moment of the pain that we experienced in December and January. What do you think?
I agree with you. I think it's tough to do when you're in Orlando. You're at a distance from Philadelphia.
And 2 months later.
And 2 months later. Yeah. That's the first thing. He looked good, though. He looked tan. He looked relaxed.
Well, that's when you buy a new yacht, Michael. You know, you get tan.
Exactly.
He's still a billionaire.
He's still a billionaire. Also, there were a lot of phrases saying, you know, I own the team, which I kind of stuck out in my head because if you're the leader and the owner, I don't know if you – we know you own the team.
Right.
And I understand why he's keeping Nick Sirianni, because he does own the team. He hired him relatively recently. And if you fire a guy after 3 years, what does that say about your choice in hiring him in the first place? So, and I also, you can't just discount 31-7, but you also have to look at, I think it's 3-10 following, something along those
lines. What do you think the biggest problem? I mean, Michael, we love your post-game, pre-game on NBC Sports Philadelphia. We all have our theories on the biggest problem. What was it?
I think the biggest problem was the failure between Jalen Hurts and Brian Johnson, the offensive coordinator. I think for whatever reason, the two of them were not on the same page. I think the offensive coordinator is obviously hugely important in providing the game plan and making sure he understands that the quarterback knows what he wants done. And I understand that Jalen Hurts is a superstar. I think Jeffrey Lurie got that right. He's MVP quality. I think we're blessed to have him in this town. And I think that there was some kind of disconnect between those two guys. And then you throw in A.J. Brown, where he got his feathers ruffled along those lines. But when you look at what Nick Sirianni has done with regard to Jalen Hurts, with regard to A.J. Brown, with regard to Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown was a really, really, really good receiver. I would say he's a much better receiver now than he was when he was in Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm not throwing Nick Sirianni under the bus regarding that.
Well, how hot is Nick's seat?
As Barrett Brooks said last night on Bird's Huddle, it's white hot. It's white hot. I mean, it really is. How long, if they falter out of the gate or they have another subpar season, and let's face it, when you sputter into the playoffs, you lose your first game, that's terrible in today's NFL. You can't, you almost discount the 10-1 because of the way you finished. And I think that's fair to say. So I think his seat is very hot. Certainly, I don't think that there's anything that would make him, unless it was a complete bomb, go during the season. But everybody's watching.
I feel like going during the season is on the table.
It's in play.
Yeah.
I think Michael's right, a complete bomb. I mean, 3-5, they're not firing him.
Right.
I mean, one in seven,
Chip's
maybe.
Chip's the only one, right?
And that was. But that wasn't even really.
No, it was. It was but that's the only time he's done it, right? He's never done it otherwise, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
And but Chip was just for fun. You know,
I think it was. I think that's Lurie's way of saying, just remember who the boss is.
Yeah, before the last season. No, like,
you don't attend my Christmas party.
I'm Mike, let's do one more question here with you.
Joe, I've got to warm up.
Well, Phillies.
Sakes, Joe.
Phillies.
Phillies.
Give me your enthusiasm for
this. Well, I heard Howard last night on this very radio station say 107 wins. I was stunned.
Did he really?
He did.
Yeah, I couldn't tell if he was serious.
He was serious, James. He was serious. It says right here he was serious. I'm going to go 92, 93 wins. Yeah. But here's the thing. You know what a pachinko machine is, a pachinko game?
Sure.
They play it a lot in Japan. It's kind of like vertical pinball, and you pull down the plunger, and the ball goes up. It goes ding, 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 ding,
like
ding,
on the
ding,
price
ding,
is right.
Exactly on the
exactly.
price
Exactly. Right. Dollar values
like
are doubled this round,
Plinko
John.
On the price is right.
Plinko. Yeah, like Plinko. I think Major League Baseball is kind of like Plinko. And I really believe that if you get in, and the Phillies are evidence of this, if you get in, you can win it all, or at the very least, go to the World Series. And that's Plinko, and that's Major League Baseball. But I think the Phillies are going to play well enough to get in. I would love it if they won the division. I just want them to make it exciting and fun and dramatic, and I think they will.
Michael, thanks for being here.
I don't have time anymore, Joe.
Well, because you're going to lose to Harold Jensen in the second round. All right, let's go from Michael Bark. I'm sorry. I mean, facts are facts. From Michael Barkan to what I call a problem for me.
Because I hope so.
I just saw it. Now, I didn't see. He was shooting a little bit there. I only saw one shot, and I saw Nakobe Dean at the very end there swish a three-pointer.
Oh, really?
And it's the only shot I saw him take. And he will be the competitor. Nakobe, first off, hello, buddy. How are you, my man? Nakobe Dean with us. He's in our free throw shooting contest. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for Eagles linebacker Nakobe Dean out here today.
Woo!
Got a great crowd out of Villanova. Nakobe, how you been, man?
Hey, I've been good. Working.
Well, I hope you're not working on the free throw shooting.
No, I haven't.
I haven't
shot basketball over like 10 months. So.
Good. 10 months.
Yeah.
Do you pride yourself as a good shooter?
Yes, I do.
Nice. Oh, that's what I want to hear.
That says a lot.
That's a quick answer.
I wasn't going to say no.
Would you say it's rare for a football player to be a good shooter of the basketball?
A shooter is a shooter.
There you go. You're right. Love it.
Oh, man. You can shoot.
So, Nakobe, we picked names out of a hat yesterday. So we got 20 competitors in this competition. Reminder, everyone can make a direct donation in the fight against cancer, which we're obviously here to support. The fight against cancer, phillycvc.org. That's the website, phillycvc.org, to make a direct donation. Nakobe, we got 20 shooters in this. And yesterday, live on the show, we picked the 20 names out of a hat.
Right.
And you and me, we were back-to-back.
Okay.
So we are competing against each other.
Oh, man.
Which, I'm thinking, oh, man, too. the other way. The other way. Because I'm a pretty good shooter.
Well, you might be better than me.
I might be. Might not be. We're going to find out
soon. Nakobe, are you losing confidence now? Like, get psyched out by this.
I'm giving him confidence.
Oh, look at that. That's right.
Nakobe, you got to remember the thing about these big arenas. major depth perception issues. Like, it's not like a backyard where
this is an excuse
you got
now?
A basket with a backboard. Like, these are opaque backboards. You see the stands. You see the fan. It throws your eyes off. Where's the rim? Where's
this guy played in front of 100,000 people in college? Are you trying to psych him out right now? Is that
just want you to remember that. Yeah. Just want you to remember that.
No, I just think about the rim. Ain't nobody but me in the rim.
All right, Nicole, let's do one or two Eagles questions here. So, free agency, the bulk of it done, not totally done, but most of it done. The draft next month. Obviously, you guys will be cranking it up in the coming months. What's your outlook for, you know, the many months up ahead, and for you, obviously, entering what will be your third year?
Oh yeah, just getting with the team, getting with the new coaches, getting with the new staff, and just working basically, getting with the new guys. I'm excited for everybody to come. What OTA is starting next? What 3 weeks?
Soon, yeah.
3 weeks. So just excited to get back with all the guys. I've been in Philly the whole time.
How much will you be around for the OTAs and the off-season program?
Well, I'm here.
Nice. Oh, that's great.
I'm here. I've been in Philly. I'm going to be here. So.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
It is a big deal. Well, John, John played for the Raiders and the Eagles, and, you know, John put the work. It had to be incredibly frustrating to get injured so early.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. Never been hurt.
How do you
during
feel?
The season. Feel good.
Now.
Feel good. Yeah. I've been the staff, training staff up at the facility, been doing great with me. We've been working 5 days a week, so. Time to go.
That's
buddy.
Beautiful.
Well, Nicobe, we appreciate you being here.
Yeah.
Obviously helping support the fight against cancer. I will slip you a 20 if I have to. I missed a couple shots. So, Nicobe, thanks so much, my man.
Definitely.
So, hold on. What's the lay of the land? You guys both shoot 10, right? Is it 10 shots?
10 shots.
What do you expect to make out of 10, Nicobe?
I expect to make 10 out of 10.
Yeah. What an answer.
I'm not
finished. Right. Okay, I expect to make 8 out of 10, and I don't think Nicobe's going to shoot 10 out of 10. Nicobe's going to shoot 7 out of 10. I shoot 8 out of 10. Survive in advance, I win.
Even if I shoot 1 out of 10, my confidence won't waver.
I love that.
All right, college football national champion Nicobe Dean. Nicobe, thanks, pal.
Thanks, Nicobe.
On me, man, please. Take it easy. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, the competition's about to begin. Let's get to Sean in Havertown right now. Hi, Sean. Sean E.
Hey, guys, how are you?
What's up, pal?
Not much. So back to the Phillies real quick. I think one of the things that concerned me about the Montgomery signing is that it was only for a year.
Yep.
And if we're talking about trying to win a division, and, you know, management knew that he could be signed for a year, I don't know why they didn't go get him.
That and the Diamondbacks thing are the two things that flipped me from where I had been.
And I don't know how, with essentially a four-man rotation, they expect to win close to 100 games, which is what you're going to have to do probably to win that division given the Braves. So I was disappointed that they let him go to the Diamondbacks, but still excited for the season, right?
Yeah, well, for sure. Now, we should not let it dampen our excitement.
And
but it's,
to be fair, fifth starters are not good for the most part. Like, it's not like the Braves have some amazing fifth starter. It's not like,
well, he wouldn't have been the fifth starter here.
No, I'm talking about Taiwan.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Being a fifth starter. I'm saying, like, you know, if he's healthy, whatever they do there. Like, most teams have deficiencies at the back end of their starting rotation. Like, you can win a bunch of games with a fifth starter who is either a not deep in the games guy or a mediocre pitcher.
All right, Sean, give me an answer. You can win the Phillies tickets. The April 3rd game, we're all going to hang together at the ballpark. Who or what owns something once a year?
All right, everybody's friends, Guinness and Jameson, own St. Patrick's Day.
I love it.
Sean, that's good. A good answer right there. It really is. All right, speaking of answers, I need answers from our crew here. So the free throw shooting competition's about to begin. For those that, you know, don't know sort of the structure, we got 20 shooters, 12 of them automatically in the second round, 8 by chance have to compete in, you know, what we call a first round. The NBA would call it a play-in game.
It's like the 68.
It is. It's like all that. All right, here's the deal. John, I need an answer from you. Who's going to win this bad boy? 20. So it's 10 shots, 10 shots for each person, whoever gets the most advances. I mean, real simple. At the end, we'll probably do, I think, 20 shots for the final round. John, do you have a gut feeling for a winner of this competition?
Well, I saw Vrieswijk destroy it last year. He's got a great shot. I think Harold Jensen.
Home court, too.
Mike,
you know, the
Vrieswijk,
home court thing going, too.
Probably Jensen or Vrieswijk.
Let's throw Pat Carroll in there, too.
Pat Carroll's
my
good
man can shoot, okay?
Like,
Pat Carroll could shoot. So those would be my three. If I had to pick
that's
a top three, I would pick those
three. Ray, who you got?
I'm always going to go with my man Vrieswijk.
There you go.
I got
Temple.
It.
Your Temple tough.
Absolutely.
Devin, where are you?
I mean, I'm watching Nicobe Dean warm up over here. I know he's a football player, but he seemed pretty confident.
Love
so
it.
He might
it.
Be my dark horse pick.
All right, so I'm a little disappointed.
Plus, I've never seen you so rattled, Joe, so I might be rooting for
him. Well, I mean, I got a horrible
draw. Nakobe's got nice backspin.
Yeah, I got Nakobe Dean.
He's a legit shooter.
You got a horrible draw. I have Mike Quick, who we know is really good at basketball, and John Clark, who's like 7 feet tall. So I think I got the worst draw here, okay?
All right, well, Devin, good luck.
How many are you going to make, Devin, out of 10?
Like 3.
Okay.
Maybe.
Well, that's a start.
Maybe
you'll
average,
overperform
right?
Your expectations.
I love it. I love it. All right, well, let's get the free throw shooting competition going. We'll tell you the results as we move forward. 215-592-9494. More of what was said yesterday by Jeffrey Lurie at the big press conference. That and all the calls and all the topics, including, again, if James Harden's listening right now, and he could be. He's in Philadelphia. He plays the 76ers tonight at the Wells Fargo Center. If he's in his hotel room listening to WIP, what would you want to hear him, what would you want to have him hear from you about him? This is the chance. He's in town. And, I mean, candidly, I can't stand the guy. I really don't respect him. He's a great basketball player, was a great basketball player, is a very good basketball player, but I don't respect a lot. Where do you stand on Harden? What do you want to say? 215-592-9494. Plus a rule change in sports. We'll chronicle that next. On 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.